2 weeks ago, I shared with you Brené Brown's invitation to live life with a strong back, a soft front, and a wild heart. Strong back, soft front, wild heart is a way of being in the world. It's about our posture and our stance on this life's journey. The thread of posture and stance winds its way through our readings this morning. This scripture calls us to deep reflection on who and how we are in this life. Richard Rohr says that once we get the who right, then the how will be clear. Part of getting the who right is the kind of God we believe in. Our reading from Genesis points us to a generous, loving God. In the culture of the time, when two parties wanted to make a covenant, a formal, lasting pledge to each other, one tradition was this. They cut an animal in half, and both the parties to the agreement walked between the halves. This signified, if I break my word, let me be myself broken. It's a way of saying, I swear on my life to honor this promise. What happens in the scene in our reading from Genesis isn't the usual thing. It acknowledges this tradition, but this covenant is God's promise. Abram is not required to reciprocate. His obedience is a sign of his faithfulness, not a condition of God's faithfulness. God will be faithful. God will be with Abram, and Abram is invited to live with an awareness of God's loving, faithful presence. It's this loving, faithful presence that opens potential and possibility for Abram and his descendants. Seeing it this way gets us out of the mindset that has us working for spiritual reward and makes it about character formation, who and how we are in the world. Who are we? We are beloved, and God is with us. This shapes us, holds us, and it frees us to live into the how that we are truly called to. It frees us to take a loving, compassionate stance in this life, rather than a closed, fearful stance. Our psalm reminds us that life is full of both lament and praise. This affects our stance too. Seeing, experiencing lament as a problem to be solved, to be avoided if possible, or solved as quickly as possible when we find ourselves in it, this closes us off. It makes us brittle, defensive. God is with us in all of life, alongside us, loving us and holding us in both joy and sorrow. This with softens and opens us to fullest living. We have an innate survival instinct in our humanity, and part of that instinct is a fight or flight approach when we feel threatened. We'll fight if we feel we have enough support, and we'll flee if we don't. This has made deep divisions in our humanity and in our world. We can't be fully human as long as we're consumed with hatred against those who threaten our survival. Jesus brings us life abundantly. An abundant life for all will never be possible until both our tribal mentalities and our tribal fears have been addressed. Jesus did model a way of life, and it wasn't about survival. He modeled a particular who and how, a stance and a posture in his earthly ministry. Paul wrote to the Philippians about a posture, a stance in life that is modeled on the example of Christ. And our gospel passage this morning gives us a vivid example of that posture and stance. The images of fox and mother hen are vivid and important ones. Foxes can be wily and predatory, especially with hens. A mother hen is vulnerable to the fox, but when she's with her chicks, she won't flee. She'll stand firm and spread her wings to protect them. She's vulnerable, but there is a steadfastness in that vulnerability. There is a strong back behind her soft front. Jesus invites us to take a similar stance and posture in life, to be firm but gentle as we make our way through life, to root our actions in love, and to face our fears, trusting that God is with us, trusting that death is not the end. The posture of the Pharisees in our gospel passage is rooted in tribal mentality. It's fear-based. The warning to get away from here invites a fight or flight stance or response. That's not what Jesus does, though. His stance and response aren't about fight or flight. Jesus was so filled with God's love, so connected to that love in his humanity, that he was able to transcend deep divisions and boundaries. And he invites us to do the same thing. He didn't follow a pattern for survival. He followed a pattern for fullest living. The way of Jesus is one that invites us to be so fully human, so filled with love, that we stop seeing us and them in the world. It's a way that invites us to be vulnerable to each other and to choose love and compassion and kindness. Author Victoria Erickson says that if we long for something, we must become it first. If we want love, and deep down, we all do, the way to that is to embody it. Jesus shows us how to do this. We embody love when we recognize an endlessly loving God with us in all things. We embody love when we lay down our survival barriers and make our way through life with a strong back, a soft front, and a wild heart. In these next days and weeks, I invite you to reflect on who and how you are in this life. I invite you to consider your stance and posture. Remember that you are loved. Remember that you are made with and for love. Remember that God invites us to transcend the boundaries that pit us against each other and to live in a place of deep connection with strong backs, soft fronts, and wild hearts, embodying love in all we say and do. In Jesus' name, amen.